This is Eleanor White with a Mind Control Minute titled, How Can Mind Control Work? The psycho-electronic type of mind control I'm describing here is the covert, around-the-clock harassment of innocent citizens living in their homes and communities, and is currently worldwide in scope. This harassment has been developed and refined, starting with historical mind control programs like MKUltra, in which victims were imprisoned and tortured, and COINTELPRO, in which victims were stalked, had homes and offices broken into and trashed, and reputations ruined. Advanced electronics now makes it possible to manipulate the minds and bodies of targeted citizens silently, undetectably, and through even the best electromagnetic shielding. The current-day mind control program has been carefully engineered so that if the target complains, their own words will instantly cause them to be labeled as mentally ill. The thefts and sabotage are always of monetary value just low enough that the police will either not investigate or may even recommend psychiatric help. The skill of the people who create these harassment incidents is astonishingly high. The average citizen simply cannot believe that their mind and body can be monitored and attacked in the ways which current-day mind control victims report. The reason for that is that secrecy in Western governments is at an all-time high. More than simply being classified as secret, the existence of today's advanced mind-body weapon technology is a subject of considerable ridicule by government officials, mainstream scientists who depend on government grants for their jobs, and the mainstream media. By constantly denying the existence of such technology, research into the total control of the human mind and body has been able to race ahead under almost total cover. Fortunately, a few cracks in the secrecy dike have allowed those interested to learn about some of the advanced science that is unknown to Joe and Jane Citizen. Let me list for you some of the achievements Joe and Jane Citizen are unaware of. The ability to transmit sound directly into the human hearing sense using modified radar signals. This was announced in 1974 as the work of Dr. Joseph Sharp of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. When the sound is in the form of subliminal hypnotic commands, a target can be hypnotically programmed for years without knowing. The ability of human remote viewers to achieve a 65% or greater success rate in remote viewing scenes and people, including past and future scenes. The ability of human psychics to hypnotize people at a distance, which can render the target ill and make the target unable to work, and in some extreme cases interfere with the target's heartbeat. The ability of human psychics to knock unconscious people at a distance. The transfer of human psychic ability to non-living devices discovered by a Czech engineer and developed as psychic or psi weapons by the Soviets during the Cold War. Notice that none of the above abilities require implants. Add to those covered-up achievements the recently revealed technologies such as through-the-wall radar, airport criminal intent detectors, and electronic sight for the blind. And anyone who can accept that secret military technologies are at least a decade ahead of what is known by the public will begin to realize that what at first glance seems impossible is not so far-fetched when the discoveries above are taken into account. This is Eleanor White reporting.